podcast all about nouns. This is a show where we interview members of the DAO and project builders in the ecosystem. I'm your host, CDT, of the Lost Nouns team, and on today's episode, we're talking to the founders of two noun sub-DAOs. We'll hear from Dot and Adele from Lil Nouns DAO and Gami from Nars DAO. They both run very exciting projects that are taking on nouns proliferation in fun ways. I love seeing the community grow via sub-DAOs since they're a more cost-effective on-ramp to nouns exposure and governance. There's a lot planned for the future of these two projects, and we get into all of that. You can find all past episodes of Noun to Talk on every podcast platform, and I hope you like this episode. As always, thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. Thanks for coming. So for those who don't know, Gami was actually on our very first episode back several months ago. Now back on and excited to hear about, you know, what's been going on. A lot of changes since then, which is really fun because I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you had just launched that week or that day or you were about to launch. And then we also have Adele and Dot from Lil Nouns. So last week, if you were listening, we did the first part of our sub-DAO series where we spoke with Shark DAO and with Goop Troop and members from those Nounish sub-DAOs. And they were more legacy sub-DAOs. They were around from the beginning or nearly the beginning of Nouns. And today we're going to be talking to two newer sub-DAOs. And we'll get into what that means, how they're different, what they're like, and what their journey's been. So, but first of all, let's just go through and do some intros and just a little background on yourselves and maybe how you came to Nouns kind of in general. Gami, we can start with you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm Gami. I'm Noun 189 at Nouns DAO and the founder of Nars DAO. Background is much like many other people in the space, you know, a little bit technical, a little bit not technical, and just happy to have arrived in like NFTs in general after some, you know, CryptoKitties in 2017 and losing those and then just being interested mainly in on-chain art and then finding my way to Nouns and then sort of have landed at this place where all my passions have collided and yeah, just doing too many things at once, which is great.
Yeah, so to clarify there, you actually are a Noun owner. As you mentioned and we can see in your PFP, you bought the first skateboard Noun.
Yeah, and it was like prior to the skateboard popping up, I'd already had the idea for Nars, mostly just because of the wordplay and I wanted to do something Nounish. And then 4156 actually pinged me on the day that the skateboard popped up and I scrambled to pull the funds together and get the first skateboard. And then it just so happens that if his name's Oliver, I also have Ollie, which is the first skateboard Lil Noun. Thanks to Jacob from Zora. He got it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. It's fun because a lot of these, I mean, as Nouns goes on and we have hundreds more, a lot of these earlier Nouns will kind of be solidified in people's minds. And, you know, I mean, it is identity in a sense. And just getting to know you more and more, it's just so funny how perfect your Noun is for you, right? And it's still the only skateboard Noun and just the way you've made it your brand. And we'll hear all about that more in a little bit, but I just, you know, when you buy into Nouns, you know, it doesn't really matter which one you get, you know, for a lot of people, but I do love to see, you know, actual Noun and person matchups that really seem to fit well. So, I'm glad you found the skateboard or it found you.
Yeah, me too. And it was one of those moments where I was just really scared that like they'd notice that my ETH was running out and that they would outbid me last second.
But, yeah, you got
it. It's good. Glad that it worked.
That's awesome. Adele and Dot, do you want to give us just a little bit of background on yourselves and how came to Nouns and, yeah, kind of your background with Nouns?
Yeah, so I found Nouns by accident. I minted my first NFT this August. And from there, I found my second NFT, Loot. I joined Loot, became mod. And I think through just following Dom on Twitter, I found Nouns. And I found the Discord server, started talking to CDTU and everyone else. And I thought it would be a good opportunity to learn React and Solidity by making my own managed derivative. And here we are.
Yeah, and Adele?
So my background is in sort of UI, UX design. So I've been a maker and in fintech sort of before coming into Web3. I guess like Dot, I joined sort of Web3 NFT space quite recently. I actually followed him into the space. So, yeah. Stumbled upon Nouns through Dot and figured it'll be a super cool way to sort of make something really fun. And I suppose that sort of little fun idea that we had through different conversations sort of ended up turning into what it is now. But yeah, so that's sort of our entry.
Yeah, well, so just carrying along that, why don't you go ahead and give us a little background on Lil Nouns, the idea itself? Because I know, you know, I mean, Dot, we've known each other for a while now, and I first remember when you were sharing and talking to me, you know, and public about it, and it's kind of undergone a journey, right? It's what it is now and what it originally was going to be, you know, wasn't always the same. So do you want to give us a little bit of background about the idea behind Lil Nouns? And then Adele, I'd love to hear more about kind of the design process and, you know, the actual art behind it.
Yes. So originally, Lil Nouns started out as a derivative project and not a book. It was meant to be a one everyday mint project that I sought inspiration from OCC Sarazon's alt nouns, where there's like a SVG manipulated alternative noun minted every day. I saw that and I thought, wow, it'd be really cool to make little versions of existing nouns that get minted every day and then price them dynamically, so that they could be 1/100th of the price of the noun, the big noun. And just from there, just playing around with the idea, playing around with Sarazon's idea of only allowing nouns DAO and noun just to mint every 10. Playing around with those ideas, tweaking it, talking to 4 and 5, 6. And eventually that turned into what Lil Nouns is now, which is, what's the fork? The auction cadence was Jacob.eth's idea. He reached out to me, told me that it would be really cool to play around with the auction cadence. Yeah. This was all in the span of like a couple months.
Yeah, it's interesting, Jacob. the influence he's had on both of you. You guys and Gami as well. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
And to clarify for folks, the alt nouns, the project he was mentioning by Sarah Zond, was actually technically the first fork of Nouns, I believe, very early on.
Yeah.
Just worth noting. So you said they were going to be dynamically priced. So if, you know,
So dynamic pricing in the sense that after the auction of a big noun, the little noun's price was set to be 1/100th of the price of the big noun. And I used this system, was using signing. I was verifying in contracts from a signature that I would sign in a function, service function.
Yeah, interesting. So,
pricing. Didn't get to use it though.
So noun, you know, whatever, noun 5 sells for 100 ETH. You also mentioned the original idea was that the little noun itself would be the exact same, right? You know?
Yeah. So the seed would be exactly the same as the big noun. So just little versions of existing nouns.
Wow. Yeah. So
little noun of the big noun every day forever.
So regular cow noun, right, sells for 100 ETH, and then after the auction, someone's won it, it sells for 100, then kicks off little noun auction, whatever, right, and it would be priced automatically for 1 ETH, and it would be the little cow.
Yeah.
And that's just, I guess, first come, first serve, whoever wants to snipe it, to buy it, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. And so, and
from
No, I was just going to say, at what point, like, why did that change? At what point did you decide to end up where you guys are now?
Well, initially, I thought it would be a really good idea to just launch a simple derivative as a means of learning React and Solidity. But then, speaking to Adela Ducium, we went into the idea that this could possibly be just like how you have, like, L1, L2, Polygon, ETH, and ETH. So this could be like the L2 narrative to nouns being the L1 protocol. And we kind of thought it might be a really cool experiment to create a sub-DAO out of, you know, layer 2 narrative nouns as kids.
Yeah.
It's just too interesting to not explore.
Definitely. And then you said you spoke with Jacob and with 4156 and kind of got you to, you know, just kind of release the regular kind of pseudo random auction at that increased cadence.
Yeah. The 4156 recommended maybe instead of, you know, before we decided to turn this into sub-DAO, maybe in order to mitigate, you know, snipers for the initial idea, to maybe incorporate the auction logic.
Yeah.
Jacob recommended, why don't you guys set it to mint every 10 minutes?
Wow.
And we kind of married those ideas together and thought, yeah, this plus, you know, the idea that we can create layer 2, let's just fork the entire system and launch from that.
Wow. That's interesting.
I have to say, like, none of this would have been possible if it wasn't without, like, nouns pilled individuals just DMing me and asking, like, paying me, like, hey, we thought about this, we thought about this. And Solomon does help as well.
Of course.
It's like forking everything. Solomon is so helpful.
Yeah, the most knowledgeable person in the world.
Yeah, and of course, OX is on, Sarah's on from OCC.
Did you speak with them as well, for instance?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
Just reading the contract, asking tips when I was making the original idea, the initial idea.
That's awesome. That's cool. That's the first fork. Okay, so Adele, talk to us. My understanding is the art came from you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have the idea for little nouns. Talk me through kind of, you know, the ideating of the art and kind of how you guys landed on, you know, what it is now.
So it's super, super sort of similar aesthetically still to nouns. So we haven't done too much in terms of deviating from the original designs, but we wanted to be super deliberate about them being sort of little children and not just sort of shrunken versions of nouns. So it took a bit of time to try and figure out, okay, how do we make them look like actual kids? And I sort of went super old school. I just broke out. So it's a piece of paper and I just listed, okay, kids have sort of proportionally to their heads and bodies, their eyes are quite big, their pupils are big, their mouths would be small, sort of head to body ratio would be, it wouldn't be as an adult. So I thought, okay. And drew out that little sketch that I have as my PFP. And then we thought, okay, cool. This looks like a child version of a noun. And we sort of opened up, went to Figma, then went to Playground, sort of started copy and pasting all the assets, and proportionally sort of retweaked the dimensions. Sort of, I tried to keep it uniform. So I can't remember exactly, but I think I sort of went, okay, 60% smaller on this and then 40% bigger on that, on the glasses, and then just keep that uniform throughout the entire process. And that seemed to work. And so they ended up looking like actual sort of children of nouns.
Yeah. Did you have, I guess how deep into the iterations was this, right? Either like how long did it take, or was this the third type of version? Do we have other little nouns that just like didn't really work out? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Not for sure. I think there's like a few versions that looked incredibly weird. So then we scrapped them, yeah. and then we sort of went back and forth. Okay, let's try again.
Yeah, I can imagine, because I mean, you say that like you didn't change it much, etc. But at the same time, like it's not easy because you can't just shrink a noun that doesn't, you know, it doesn't look the same. What you landed on may seem like it was a simple answer, but it's not, right? Because you have to like tweak and retweak and retweak and, you know, kind of land on this perfect, you know, place. And I mean, kudos, because I think like it's not just shrinking, right? Because there are certain traits that, I mean, mostly the accessories, right, that you had to just completely redo, because you can't, like, for instance, the skateboard that Gami has, you can't write the full word like it does. You just don't have the real estate to do it, you know? How many traits do you think you had to like redo?
Every single one of the accessories had to be redone.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because they just couldn't fit on the smaller bodies. So yeah, I just had to redo all of them. So when doing it, I was sort of contemplating if it was a waste of time or not, because I figured no one's really going to notice that the traits are sort of unique. But people actually ended up noticing that the traits were little versions of the accessories were sort of little simplified versions of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so the accessories definitely took quite a while. And there were a few incidents where, sort of after having done all of them, sort of upon export, I sort of realized everything was off by like a few pixels, and then I had to go back and just redo it all over again. So it definitely took a few days for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, that's awesome. And I love how you compared them to children, because I think that's the right approach, because you could have just made small glasses, but you kept the glasses big, you know, thin frames and then huge eyes. And I think that's the real selling point there to make them. It's just so funny. And I mean, because you easily could have just gone with little glasses, but I don't know that it would have looked the same, right?
I figured for them to be kids, sort of, they had to come across as super sort of wide-eyed and as sort of very childlike. So yeah, we thought, definitely, let's just go with big glasses instead of just regular noun glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of changing traits, Gami, talk to me about your NARS, and talk to me about that project.
Yeah, for sure. So NARS is a DAO now, but it didn't actually start out that way. So at the beginning, the project that I'd pulled together was literally just to do something nounish. And if anyone saw the bids when I did get noun 189, I had gotten the ENS name, skate or DAO.eth. And I'm not sure if I've really said this much before, but that was part of like cementing the story of what the project began as and where it could go in the future. And so it was actually Yeah, just like doing an ARS to literally answer the question, do I skate or DAO? So with the artwork, it's pretty simple. It's the same stuff, like same bodies, same heads as nouns. And then the accessories are different because they're skateboards tucked under the one arm gap on the left-hand side. And then the character's left hand is actually showing and doing like the horns, like a gnarly symbol. And yeah, it's sort of, there's also something that some people don't notice is with the glasses, they're round framed glasses, which is different, but also the bridge where the nose piece is the logo. So the full size logo from what you would see on our website. And so like the art was, it wasn't a huge process to do. Like I drew, you know, 70 or 80 skateboards and then like changed all the glasses and added the arms to the bodies and the hands. But then I deployed it and I'd changed some sort of key aspects of the auction mechanism. So rather than going timed auctions with the extensions, you know, if there's a bid in the last 5 minutes, for example, I said, we'll just do it the gnarly way and let people snipe if they want and see what happens. And there's, it's more of a spork of nouns than a direct fork because a lot of the functions that are present at the moment are slightly different. And that was mainly around the fact that the project, had not started to be a DAO. So if you see on nars.wtf on the website, there's a slider above the field where you put in your bid amount, and the slider is skate or DAO. So it's kind of like the balance you would see when you play like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, like it's balancing left to right. And in the beginning, the concept was like, well, you can just set it to over to skate and that sends proceeds my way, or DAO, it sends proceeds towards the endowment. So it was actually a play on words of an account that I'd set up with endowment.org. And so it was literally just like reward the creator or send it all to charity and get a cool little skater dude. And we raised around $9,000 like pretty quickly and donated that to the skate park project, which is Ape Noun or Oni they're the group that he did the skateboards with for the giveaway with Nouns. And yeah, we donated some funds to them and got talking with Lily Schwimmer, who's one of the people in charge there, and she's worked alongside Tony Hawk for a really long time. And we actually got a little letter to our community to say thank you and a little signature of Tony's at the bottom. And so it was like all these sort of things came together and it sort of answered a question for me, where do I skate? Like as in, you know, screw work, let's skate, or do I DAO? And the answer was unequivocally DAO. There was a lot of like interest around people saying, oh, instead of giving it to the skate park project this time, let's change who the donation goes to. And then all these sort of like DAO like behaviors just started forming organically. And like our community is still quite small. It's only around 230 people, I think, at the moment. But some of the people who have dived in like with both feet have just been so cool to be around. It's really blown my mind. So I changed the deposit address for the DAO component into a multi-sig that runs with a couple of other nouners and another NAS community member. And we've started collating funds there and have an off-chain governance set up. So it's free to vote. And then it sort of can execute transactions that are from our Gnosis safe. So yeah, things have really changed. And then like, I'm also working on some upgrades at the moment because I think we're actually going to adopt more of the Nouns contract suite. And that's partly why I've done all these other forks recently as well.
Yeah. So first of all, I love your art, by the way. I think it's a great addition, and it got, you know, people thinking about accessories differently. And also it's just really fun, which I think, you know, can't be, you know, overstated, because it's still important in this space. Yeah, so you've officially, you said, delegated your noun to a new address for your 200 and some holders to vote on, correct?
Yeah, that's in the process. So with these other upgrades that I'm bringing, So I've announced it to the community and stuff that I'd like to delegate the voting power. It's just a matter of deploying a couple of other contracts as time allows.
Yeah. And so when you do that, you know, owners of the actual, you know, NARS noun, the NFTs will be, you know, I'm assuming one of those nouns is one vote, right? For things you want to open, or just kind of, you know, noun 189's governance within the nouns DAO in general.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, so on our new website at NARS.com, so like GNARS.com.
It looks great.
Thanks. I built that one. there's like a section there with like, just for reference, if anyone's listening and wants to look, there's a section with like four different sort of noun glasses tiles, and it sort of represents like what a NAR sort of allows for members. So it's basically like within NARS DAO, we have a treasury that was funded by a Nouns grant, and then also from our NFT sales. I don't keep any NFTs personally, like from the protocol, like Nounders and Little Nounders do. I instead just give people the option to tip me if they want to. So a lot of the time you see bids just going like fully DAO and no tip to me.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people supporting me, which rules. So thank
which
you.
Which I love as well. I think that's a really interesting component to it as well.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was just, I just wanted to like, yeah, try something different. And it was inspired by Humble Bundle, where I used to buy like video games, and you could basically give like more to the publisher instead of the marketplace. So just interesting, like little quirks like that were quite interesting. And then so the other stuff with NARS was just like can participate with me in managing the treasury that we've got from, you know, the generosity of the Nouns community and our members. And then like help me scouting athletes that we sponsor, the Nouns athletes. And because we're stewards of the Nouns athletes, so there's that. And then the last part is, yeah, just like participating as part of Noun 189, because Noun 189 represents like our community, like our mascot in a sense.
Yeah. But again, I mean, something I love so much about sub-DAOs is, you know, at first this noun represented you and your voice was your noun's voice in the greater group, you know. And now, I mean, what, like over 200 people get, you know, it's reflective of a bigger group. And yeah, I'm fascinated by sub-DAOs. I think it's great. But jumping off to that, you talked about the treasury. So why don't you go ahead and, you know, give us more background on the proposal that you opened and, you know, kind of the genesis of Noun Athletes.
Yeah, for sure. So shout out to Noun 22 for his help, the Undead Noun. Back a few months ago now, probably 4 or 5 months or something, 4 months. I can't even remember what time of year it is. But anyway, I did a proposal to Small Grants for 3 ETH to do a proof of concept to see if I could sign a pro athlete in extreme sports and see if they would be interested in having a DAO pay for their travel expenses, because they mainly just get sponsorship from like gear providers, like people who provide their skate gear or their blades or their bikes or whatever. And then pretty much the only other real sponsor in the space sells sugar water to children. So, you know, I thought, well, instead of selling anything, we could just proliferate nouns and do what I called the nouns athletes. So we got that. And then the proof of concept was picking up this sort of momentum that I didn't expect because of like all these events that were coming up. And I signed Joe Atkinson, who has won 3 World Series as inline skating and aggressive inline. So, you know, like flips and spins and everything on rollerblades, essentially, and grinding down rails on huge stairs. And he's just, you know, awesome, creative self-expression kind of guy. And so we put on on-chain proposal to propose NAS DAO acting as stewards of Nouns Athletes. So it's kind of like a co-op. The community band around the athletes, and essentially we receive proposals, we take those in and issue grants to athletes, and then in return they represent Nouns. So Nouns Athletes are their own entity from NAS DAO, but we're like the fan engagement, that support layer that sort of rallies around them. And then we just ask that they, you know, display Nouns glasses in different things that they do. And just a few hours ago, we just watched Joe compete in Montpellier in France for the FISE Fires World Series in the grand final. He didn't make the podium this time. He's won the crown 3 times, but he still put on a show, and it was just so epic to see like this event's broadcast across TV stations globally, different sports networks. It was live streamed, and then everything's recorded like super professional high def. So there's going to be all this content coming out soon. Just, yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. And I love, you know, what you and NARS by proxy have brought to the DAO, because, you know, it's a completely different vertical. It's a different, you know, I mean, it's just a different area to proliferate nouns. And it's, I mean, this thing isn't even a year old, and it's just crazy everything that nouns has been involved in. So it's really cool to see.
It's amazing. It's magic.
Yeah. So just some more details. Your proposal was for how much ETH?
For 69 ETH. And it wasn't just for the memes. It was,
yeah, of course.
It was also based on rough estimates that I'd gotten by surveying Joe and other athletes that were on the same tour. So essentially the idea is that using Travala.com, we can deposit ETH directly, and it funds USD credits to the athlete's account, and they can use that on flights, accommodation, and even experiences. You know, if they want to have a bit of R&R after a huge contest, like, we definitely recommend that, and they can share their experiences with our community. So there's some other opportunities in future to sort of cross-pollinate with platforms like that. And yeah, it's just based on a rough budget of what they would spend each year to go to contests and to locations to film cool, you know, content like they normally would, like skate films and stuff.
Yeah. And is it just Joe Atkinson right now?
Yeah, it's just Joe Atkinson at the moment, where we've been sort of like feeling things out, because you know, like, we're up against Red Bull. So it's like, we're just getting a vibe check, I guess, in a way. But we've got in the pipeline, we've got a pro scooter rider, a pro skateboarder. We're talking with some people in climbing, skiing, snowboarding. And I really want to put the call out, like, if you know anyone who, they don't have to be a pro either, they can just be someone who makes amazing like content. Like, you think when you're at like a bar in somewhere, like, say you're in like Denver, Colorado, or Canada, or New Zealand, and you're in a like a ski resort bar, or even just like the bar in a town, and there's always extreme sports on the screens, and it's just like, it's one of these things that you don't even realize it until you think about it, but it's everywhere. Like it can be mainstream media content. It can be on the bar, on the wall in a bar while you're having a beer. It's the kind of stuff that people show each other on their phone. And it's also the kind of stuff that goes viral all the time. So I just have this like vision where we could get sort of like Red Bull level coverage where we're sponsoring events and putting Nouns glasses everywhere. And then like someone makes history and we're there along for the ride. So I just think like the upside potential in terms of like PR coverage and, you know, audience reach is just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
You guys, yeah, even preliminarily, right? Because, you know, like you said, you're working on the contract upgrades to fully form the DAO with voting and whatnot. Have proposal ideas or, you know, next, you know, proposals or next steps kind of been thrown around? Anything else besides, you know, just the initial athlete sponsorship?
Yeah. It's really interesting recently, actually. So shout out to Sursu on Twitter. I'm sure a few people are familiar with him. Founder of like the Mint Fund. He's got Black Hand Esports. They've also got like a Japanese arm of Black Hand. And then there's, you know, he's closely associated with people from Zora and all these really cool people that just have that vibe that I love in crypto. He actually brought a proposal in that was looking at a collaboration, like an explicit partnership between Nas and Black Hand. So there are a lot of people who skate that or do extreme sports that game, and then a lot of people that game that do extreme sports. And there's this interesting crossover where he's sort of got a vision for there's a meet, and during the day there's a, you know, contest or a jam session, expression session, and then at night there's, you know, party, arts, gaming, like just all these things where these cultures collide. And seeing what he's done supporting like Black artists and helping move the space forward with things like equality and inclusivity and just supporting like artists from different walks of life, I think it's really exciting. So I think we're at this interesting intersection between URL and IRL with Nas, where we can just do really cool stuff, you know, like don't have to just be nerds. Like we can also get gnarly.
That's awesome. And what I love about that is, you know, especially about like what you just mentioned with Sursu, like you could go through Nouns to do that, right? Like, I mean, anyone can find a Noun sponsor and open a proposal, but I love seeing this stuff happen, you know, via these smaller groups, right? And it kind of being disseminated a bit. Like, I love it being through you, right? And through the Nars DAO and Noun 189 specifically. I think that's great.
It's super interesting. And it was like part of my thesis behind this too, is that Nouns as a DAO, like there's two problems that I see being quite big ones. And that's first of all, like capital allocation and then ideas. And when you sort of narrow down and get niche, you can focus and do more impactful things in your vertical. And I'm not saying that like being a generalist is bad. It's just that sub DAOs, I think, are a natural thing where one day I could, in the, you know, distant future, I could see a point where, and this isn't my own idea, this is Ben Boddy from Nas DAO, but he suggested like, you know, you could almost see all Nouns proposals being sub DAOs in the future, like where we've proliferated to a certain point where that's the most efficient way to deploy capital. So
third groups of people.
Yeah. Well, with domain expertise and passion for like a particular industry and stuff like that. Yeah. So
speaking of groups of people, Lil Nouns, you guys have had a pretty explosive growth these past couple of weeks. It's been what, 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks? Do you want to give us a little bit of rundown about what the launch was like and kind of, you know, where it's at today?
Yeah, I mean, the launch was, we had to delay the launch by a couple of days. It was pretty stressful. We got rugged by some GitHub issues. So the launch was pretty stressful. And after that, it just out of nowhere, just every 15 minutes, someone was weighing a little noun. Didn't expect it at all.
Yeah.
And I think we have like 510 unique owners to date.
Yeah. What auction are we on, roughly?
Auction number 1,173.
Wow. That's for reference in nouns, we're in the 300s, you know? And yeah, it's been pretty amazing. What's it been like with the huge influx of members, of community members, right? You said what, over 500 unique holders?
Yeah, 500 unique holders. It's How's been fine. Been? It's been really good. Everyone's really wholesome, kind, chill, really good vibes.
You said you didn't expect this. Did you expect maybe the auction cadence to not go 15 minutes, as in like maybe auctions would sit and they wouldn't get bought out immediately?
Exactly. Or, I didn't. Yeah. We didn't expect people to set alarms for like 2 a.m. to try and like potentially snipe, and then come to find like six people were, you know, had planned the exact same thing. That was completely unexpected.
Yeah. To me, something I've noticed these past couple of weeks that is really, really kind of awesome personally is that, I mean, I'm pretty aware of the community and, you know, sentiments on Twitter and Discord, etc. But and I also see a lot of derivatives and projects, but Lil Nouns to me, from my perception, has brought in nouns to the conversation, more people, you know, that kind of weren't as adjacent to nouns as before. I see these people on my timeline talking about Lil Nouns, and I didn't even know they knew or care about nouns, and they care a lot about Lil Nouns. It just seems like your project's really taken a lot of people, like, it's kind of taken, you know, the attention of the timeline, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think there was always, I think the people that are showing lots of love to, like, Nouniverse and Nouns right now had always liked the art for what this is, for the novelty aspect, but couldn't find a way to experiment and play around with the protocol. So I think the appetite was always there, but it couldn't get, what's the term? It couldn't get captured.
Yeah.
As a result of there not being like an L2 protocol for people to come and play around in. But I think that's what we accidentally unlocked.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and
for the protocol itself.
Yeah. And a lot of, you know, sub DAOs. I mean, last week we talked to Goop and to SharkDAO, and, you know, you buy into a group that owns a noun or a couple nouns or six nouns, etc. Right. But with Lil Nouns, you are buying, you know, your own vote, right? Specifically, like, you know, one Lil Noun is one, two is two. And yeah, it really seems to like have unlocked something for people. You guys are nearly at 900 ETH. And I mean, how old is the project?
17 days old. Yeah, 17 days.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. I mean, what is going on?
It's the power of Nouniverse.
Exactly. You know, what's crazy is that this potential has been there, right? You know, then you just found a way to kind of turn this on, and there it goes, right?
Yeah.
How's being, you know, a little nounder been? And, you know, having, you know, hearing all the different voices and people opening ideas and kind of what's been the proposal kind of conversation?
Um,
there's lots of back and forth regarding proposals and exactly how to allocate capital. One thing we're working on right now is setting up a Little Nouns prop house, where we spoke to Seneca to agree on matching the amount the Nouns DAO allocates for the Little Nouns prop house. So I think we're going to have roughly 30 ETH to allocate to prop house builders. Apart from that, we've got the Little Nouns Po app, which recently it launched yesterday, thanks to MeshUp for the Artwork, Po app, and everyone else involved. Yeah, there's lots of positive energy and attention to building fun stuff using the Little Noun art.
Yeah.
And also some really cool dev projects in the works.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I mean, you've done a lot in a short amount of time. You set up your discourse and got your avenues for communication, and it seems like a really busy place. I mean, every day, all day long, something is going on and people are building and, you know, trying new things. 16, 17 days in.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff in the works as well in the back end that we haven't announced yet, but will be very, very fun and interesting for everyone involved.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from everyone. I mean, Gami, I know you had mentioned something about Lil Nars, a little crossover going on.
Yeah, oh my God, Lil Nars.
What's happening?
Let's go.
Yeah, I just, there's a little tweet that just went out from Lil Nouns. I think there's definitely been a proposal brewing where there are some, you know, youngsters who are coming into extreme sports, where a lot of the times, this is actually really interesting. I just had to gather my thoughts, but a lot of extreme athletes that come onto the scene, they come from like diverse backgrounds and quite often less privileged backgrounds, because like me personally, low socioeconomic upbringing, spent all my time at the skate park, like just to, you know, not be at the house. And you spend so much time practicing, and there's a lot of these examples where families, I think, could do with a helping hand so that their kids can get to like contests or to the, you know, Woodward skate park where there's a foam pit and they can practice like tricks that they can't practice on the concrete. So, there's definitely something there. We need to explore that.
Yeah, do you think it would be... Yeah, what could that look like? Is that something that would extend from the NARS project?
I think what we could do, like, just this is what comes to mind, is if you've seen the Nouns athletes branding, it's ready to be lilified. And there could be a junior team that we could do, like, a collaboration with Lil Nouns DAO and sponsor some, like, you know, under 12s or something, like some little shredders. There's actually a little guy we've been put in contact with his parents recently, who's 11, and he skates vert ramps like he's almost like as good as Tony Hawk, and he's this like tiny little 11-year-old kid. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Do you think you would open, you know, maybe like an official proposal for something like this, or just kind of try something, you know, internally? Or
I'd love to see, like, I know in the Nouners chat, there's a lot of excitement around things like DAO to DAO proposals and DAO to DAO transactions and stuff. So yeah, I think sub DAO to sub DAO. Let's go.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. That's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, all for it. I think there's a lot of interesting things to happen in the future around just the diverse minds that are like able to come together with everything that's made possible by Nouns DAO. So, like, always hat off to the OGs and all the things that they've made possible with this, you know, what started as a weird experiment, and it's now sort of taking over the mind share of the whole Web3 industry. So it's really amazing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have what? I mean, 700-ish members between the two of you. Granted, I know there's a lot of overlap there and, you know, a lot of overlap between actual nouns. But, you know, there's definitely just a ton of new people that have come into the ecosystem through you guys or because of you guys. And I think that, you know, kind of diverse group is awesome. As we're wrapping up here, I'm curious to kind of hear from each of you. I'm kind of doing this backwards on purpose because we've heard all of your, you know, history and the endeavors and kind of, you know, looking forward and proposals. And it's just, even if you took nouns out of this, it, you know, a lot of this could still happen in the same way, right? There's just, you know, this brand, this art, this thing that kind of unites us. So when you hear sub-DAO and that term, you know, what do you really see it as? And, you know, does the term matter or mean much? Right? You know, normally it's meant from a noun holding group, and little nouns, you guys don't even have a noun yet, you know? I'm curious about kind of your take on sub-DAOs, you know, maybe that terminology and kind of its importance.
I can go first if it helps. But pretty much what you're saying is, I look at things with nouns DAO from an artist's perspective, because, like, in my opinion, extreme sports athletes are artists. They're doing, like, really expressive stuff with their bodies on the terrain around them, and it's all about the people, places, and things. So I tend to think that nouns provides a bit of a cheat code in a way, because instead of just, like, shouting into the void and hoping that people vibe with what you do, you can shout at a group of people that are already interested in, like, this culture as a movement. And it's a little bit of a leg up at the start. It's a helping hand. And yeah, it's a little boost, like a superpower that helps you get started. So I think if you're an artist or a creator or a builder or developer, whatever, you should really come into nouns DAO and get talking with all of us.
Yeah, because there's kind of two sides. There's, you know, what you guys as a group can do in governing and voting and proposing, etc. But, you know, you have your noun, you guys, you know, a lot of your endeavors, you know, can just kind of be done independently as well, right? I mean, the community came around the brand, and it's just kind of interesting to see how things kind of, you know, organically grow from that initial starting point. And we've seen this with Shark and with Goop, right? I mean, these groups, I mean, Shark DAO specifically, like, the point of Shark DAO was to come and buy nouns, and they haven't bought a noun in a while. And yet it is a group of, like, hundreds of people working on projects and doing stuff every single day.
Yeah, shout out Sharks. You guys rule. I'm in the Discord there too.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's like, it's this thing where it's really unique. Like, you can exist in your own space and do your own thing in your own time, but you just have this, like, support network around you. And I heard a cool analogy the other day where it was like, you look at, say, like, a football team, and they've got a jersey on, right? And the embroidery, there's, like, a Nike or an Adidas symbol, but then their team kit is the rest of the jersey. And it's, I think about, like, nouns like that. It's like the quality foundation and these people who have led by example that you can really extend from rather than, you know, detract away from, type thing. So
One thing that I find really, really, really interesting, I'm really intrigued to see in the future is, I guess it started from Nouns down, and Nouns is setting up the incentive engineering channel. And just the general idea of incentive engineering amongst DAOs and sub-DAOs, like to propagate the meme, for example, what we're doing, what Nas is doing. I'm just generally interested in the idea of there being service-based sub-DAOs that cater to other Nouniverse sub-DAOs. Like, for example, Studio DAO, or let's say Big Shop Toyworks makes his own Nouniverse toy creation sub-DAO that interacts with other DAOs. I think we're like the Nouns Protocol has set itself up in such a way that there's incentive engineering through and through. And I think it'll further showcase the extensiveness of the Protocol later on. And another example being like Oexigami, Nas, and Little Nas.
Yeah, as you each, you know, develop your culture more and kind of define who you are, and, you know, I mean, that's influenced by new members that you guys gain every day. It's just interesting to go deeper kind of into a new direction, right? That is kind of, you know, not even necessarily related to Nouns, but that was kind of this unifying thing for everyone. And I'm especially excited for Little Nars. If you guys actually do something together, that would be amazing.
I did like a mock-up version of a Little Nar, actually. And I minted them as additions on Zora when I was helping Jacob do some testing of their like new additions feature in their creator platform. I'll see if I can dig it up and tweet it out later.
Amazing. So in wrapping up, what should we be looking out for, you know, in these next couple months? Gami, I know NYC or NFT NYC is coming up. But besides that, you know, forming of the DAO, etc., what should we be on the look for, and where can we find this information?
Yeah, for sure. This is a bit of an aside, but there's just there's a Nouns fork that I'm deploying at the moment. It's called Tings. It's going to be at tings.wtf. Yep. got Inverse Bra's blessing, and the idea here is I want to help proliferate Nouns into the more obscure grok of crypto that's very crypto native, something that is another big passion of mine. And hopefully that brings eyes onto other things that I'm doing with Nas. And essentially Nas is using NFT NYC as an opportunity to sort of really do a second launch, in a sense that now we are actually a DAO and we have a clear mission. And any chance that I get to tell the story and proliferate the Nouns, come and find me. I'll be handing out hundreds of tiny little tech decks that are actually made out of plywood, and they're tiny little replicas of my head on my Noun. And each one of those is going to be paired with a POAP, and then there'll be a raffle to win the life-size one, which is a complete deck with like top-of-the-range independent trucks, or like quality wheels, bearings, and then the grip tape on the other side has the NAR logo on it. So it's a bit of a CCO lab collab between NARS and Nouns, permissionless collaboration. And yeah, I'll be at NFT NYC. Go to NARS.com, GNARS.com, to find out everything about us and what we do. And that's it.
Amazing. And Adele and Dot, what do you have coming up, because you guys are still in the first month of growth, but what are you looking forward to or hoping to see, you know, kind of in the next month or two of growth, and where can we, you know, find both you guys and more information about Low Nouns in general?
So I guess personally, we don't have sort of any events planned or anything, but I think that there's been some discussions in the Discord. People are planning some sort of get-togethers and parties for NFT NYC and things like that. But in terms of growth, we're just sort of looking forward to sort of exposing more people to the Nouns protocol and just to the Noun ecosystem in general, especially people that were never sort of even aware of Nouns. So we're sort of planning and thinking, okay, sort of the kind of things that we can build perhaps to try and sort of make on-ramps onto the Noun ecosystem, onto sort of on-chain artwork. Because that's also something that we noticed. Quite a lot of people that joined aren't as aware about sort of on-chain art generation and governance, all these different things. So personally, that's sort of what I'm looking forward to, just building things that helps educate as many people as possible about on-chain art and, yeah, just the Noun ecosystem in general.
Amazing. I love that. I think, you know, in my experience, Subdus have been the best kind of education on-ramp, as you said, because a lot of people come to Nouns, they're like, I can't afford it, so I guess I'm out. And then they realize there's sub-DAOs, and I think that's where, I mean, even me personally, I started off the same way and then kind of went through Shark and then found my way back to Nouns. And I love it really is like a community service in that respect when it comes to education. But yeah, Dot, any final, you know, thoughts going into this next couple months, and where can we find Lil Nouns?
I'm looking forward to, can you hear me? Yeah.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to Little Nouns first and foremost.
Same.
Prop House, growing Prop House, playing around with how we deliver contributions. There's more to come for that. We haven't announced anything yet, but playing around with contributions, not just ETH. And yeah, just all the proposals that may come out of Prop House and regular on-chain proposals.
Yeah. So we have lilnouns.wtf. We have nars.com. Nars.com would be for everything, right? Gami? Nars.wtf. You have a million domains, so nars.com being the home base for everything.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. And then tings.wtf as well, soon.
Yeah, that's coming out soon. There'll be two fortnightly auctions to fund public goods like Inverse Bra, if you're listening.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. This has been amazing. I'm looking forward to both these projects and the first Lil Nars collab sub-down project. Thank you all. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. See you guys.
See you,
Mike. Ciao.